Welcome. Today, we're discussing some fascinating insights into the world of AI agents and vibe coding.
Vibe coding? Sounds interesting. Is that like letting the AI do all the work?
Precisely. Think AI agents like Claude or Codex, little digital helpers living in your terminal, writing and executing code, sometimes even generating art or malware.
Malware? Hold on. We'll get back to that. But first, this vibe coding, it's all about letting the AI take the wheel, right?
Exactly. The video uses the example of a game vibe coded in 30 minutes, supposedly raking in trillions. The creator points out, though, that while the speed is impressive, the quality, well, let's just say the vibes were off.
Ah, so it's not all sunshine and rainbows with AI-generated code?
Not quite. The video highlights the lack of polish, clunky controls, and that ever-present mobile game monetization strategy. More ads than actual gameplay.
Ouch. Sounds rough. So how does the video creator approach vibe coding?
He starts with Cursor and Gemini, building a simple website based on LinkedIn's Ant, a program with a simple set of rules that creates complex patterns. He emphasizes the iterative process, starting small, making changes, testing constantly.
Got it. So a bit of a back and forth with the AI? Does he actually, you know, code anything himself?
He tries to let the AI do 100% of the work, accepting all proposed changes and only testing afterwards. Interestingly, he points out that even with AI, you still run into bugs, sometimes the same ones over and over. He even uses the term vibe debugging, which sounds chaotic.
I can imagine. So, what's the verdict on vibe coding then? Is it all bad?
Not entirely. It excels at boilerplate, automating tedious tasks. It can even help with more abstract problem solving, if you understand the fundamentals. The example of optimizing the ant simulation speed is a good illustration of this.
Okay, so useful in certain contexts, but not a magic bullet. What about those more agentic coders you mentioned earlier?
Ah, yes. Claude Code and Codex. These agents have direct access to your command line, which means they can run commands, create and modify files. It's like giving someone remote access to your computer.
That sounds a little terrifying. Is it safe?
Well, the video creator demonstrates how easily an agent can fill up your hard drive with self-replicating scripts, essentially AI-generated malware. He even tries to get the agents to execute destructive commands with mixed results. The takeaway is, it's a Pandora's box with huge security implications.
So, like, don't try this at home, kids.
Exactly. He compares vibe coding to using a self-driving car without knowing how to drive. It's fine until something goes wrong. Then you're stuck. He stresses the importance of understanding the code, especially for high-stakes applications.
So, AI can help, but humans are still essential, especially for inventing new things and solving novel problems. Sounds like a balanced perspective.
Absolutely. He encourages learning to code, comparing it to learning to write. It's a fundamental skill for thinking logically and solving problems.
Great advice. So, vibe coding. Fun to experiment with, but proceed with caution, especially when giving AI the keys to your kingdom. Thanks for breaking down this insightful video.
My pleasure. And thanks for joining us today. Until next time, happy coding, everyone.
Goodbye.